Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 50. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 24. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 40 tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, along with the Kansas Office of Broadband Development, has announced that they are accepting applications now through February 3rd of 2025 for the rural broadband investments in certain communities funded through the National Telecommunications Information Administration Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program. WIBW reports that Governor Kelly made the announcement yesterday, saying that the total of $8.2 million will be available in funding as the applications are officially available now, saying, quote, "The state digital equity capacity grant will enable us to continue expanding internet access to all Kansans. Thanks to the Digital Equity Act, these funds will empower more Kansans to fully leverage the power of technology and thrive in a digitally connected economy." In other news, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, along with the state of Kansas, is recalling what they're calling a fast-tracked recall of 45,000 decorative tree light controllers that were sold at stores like Walmart and Target.
It starts with you. You reach out to KATE News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KATE News, always on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The ongoing battle against the bird flu across the state of Kansas continues, as according to the Wildlife Disease Program Coordinator Shane Hesting, they say with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they are doing what they can to try and educate those in the agricultural community about what to do if you encounter wild birds that may be showing signs of the serious infection. As KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say so far as of December 4th that they have found numerous different dead birds that were migrating, with 8 different reservoirs and wetlands across the state seeing the birds falling. Overall, as of December 12th, they say they've also found roughly 14,000 sick geese, snow geese, and Canadian geese that have been recorded since the end of November through December. From the recommendations from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say that those who encounter a sick, dead, or dying wild migratory bird to avoid contact with them due to the potential hazard they pose to spread with the bird flu. And if you do in touch an infected specimen, the KDWP recommends washing your hands thoroughly or use common household disinfectants.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move, from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind, knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen officially has 3 different judges to pick for the next Nebraska Supreme Court vacancy that is occurring in the southeastern portion of the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the Judicial Nominating Commission for the 5th District of Nebraska Supreme Court has advanced the 3 applicants, 2 district judges, and 1 member of the Nebraska Court of Appeals after interviews were done for the public in Hamilton County. The nominees include Judge Lawrence E. Welch Jr. of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, District Judge David A. Bargan of Adams, and District Judge Jason Bergvin of Columbus. The commission for the nominating process consists of 4 attorneys, 4 laypeople, and non-voting justices. As Governor Jim Pillen says, he is excited to make make the official nomination soon. All Supreme Court justices in the state of Nebraska receive a salary of just over $225,000. All three of the applicants are currently serving as judges for the first time in their legal careers. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, as well as State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier, advising Monday that the U.S. Department of Energy has removed the Midwest Plains Transmission Corridor from its project board. Citizen concern was raised with the potential for a 5-mile-wide transmission line that would have passed through northeast Kansas to carry wind energy from the southwest part of the state to states further east. Three other similar projects covering several states are proposed to move forward. Additional details are outlined online at energy.gov in a press release from Monday. Kansas Department of Transportation announces approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including milling and overlay on U.S. 36 from the West Marshall County line, 8 miles east to Marysville. Hall Brothers won the $3.9 million contract. Another in Marshall County is on Key 99 from the U.S. 36 junction north to the state line for milling and overlay. The 14.5-mile project also went to Hall Brothers for $3.4 million. Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting approved a road project at the north edge of Axtell for 6-inch asphalt and adding shoulder rock on a 1.6-mile stretch at a cost of $869,000, funded through the Capital Improvement Fund. Marshall County Courthouse and offices will close Christmas Eve at noon and will be closed December 25th and 26th for Christmas. The courthouse will be closed December 31st for year-end closeout and remain closed for New Year's January 1st. Public Works advised Washington County commissioners last week that Republic County had inquired as to hauling refuse to Washington County, which would be transferred to a landfill near Lawrence. Republic currently hauls to Cloud County. It was noted that a second hire for the landfill would be required, with a significant increase in hauling costs if approved. No decisions were made. A suggestion was made that would move the township officials' annual meeting in Washington County to the evening, with door prizes to incentivize attendance. In the past, the morning meeting was held annually in March or April. County treasurer has received some reports of missing or damaged mailings of property tax notices. River Valley Extension District offices, including Washington, will be closed Wednesday, December 25th through Wednesday, January 1st, and reopen Thursday, January 2nd. Nemahal County commissioners met last week and continued discussion as to options for projects using remaining American Rescue Plan funds. Striping asphalt roads and a chip seal were mentioned. The county will offer a short-term disability policy for full and part-time workers with at least 30 hours per week in 2025. Structure of the Zoning Exploration and Educational Committee was also discussed. Representatives from the Kansas Department of Commerce met Monday with One Marysville and city officials to discuss funding opportunities. Miranda Carpenter, Quality Places Specialist, and Andrew Heyman, Community Development Block Grant Director, were in Marysville and discussed the Blue River Rail Trail, 7th Street Corridor, and the Pony Express Barn and Museum, as well as the alley from the Kester House west to the Wagon Wheel and plans for Water Tower Hill. This joint meeting was an effort to develop stronger connections with the Department of Commerce. Leaders from Main Street America and Kansas Main Street will be in Marysville Wednesday and Thursday this week to help develop plans to guide efforts in strengthening and revitalizing the community. During their visit, they will meet with the One Marysville Board and several focus groups to gather input and insights. Anyone interested in participating in a focus group session, which should last about 45 minutes Wednesday afternoon, should reply to 1 Marysville. Axtell Community will host a Christmas open house at the Community Physicians Clinic in Axtell this Wednesday with refreshments and raffle prizes. Your News on Your Time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available daily on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Marvin L. Tate, age 75, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Thursday noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tate. Lisa L. Stevenson, age 53, formerly of Waterville, passed away December 8th. Memorial service Friday, 10:30 at the New Hope Church in Marysville. Interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lisa Stevenson. Jill D. Redding, age 83, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Jill Redding. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, cavatini with garlic bread, garden blend, and sliced pears. Tomorrow, chicken tortellini soup, French bread, spinach salad, and plums. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When it comes to your health, you never know what's around the corner. You can go from healthy one day to something as simple as an unexpected doctor's visit or something more complicated like a major illness. This is Morgan Reed, and I'm here to assist in making sure that everyone has access to quality health coverage customized for your needs. You can reach me at 785-727-4655. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchased. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service, think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. More sunshine and a bit warmer on Thursday with our highs in the mid 50s. Then westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Staying sunny and cooler as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Then staying mostly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. More sunshine and slightly warmer into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. And still staying sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 75, the average low 22 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:41, sunset this evening 5:06. We had about 35 hundredths of an inch in our rain gauge Saturday, wide-ranging amounts from around 30 hundredths, topping an inch 30 some areas. A little bit cooler start this morning. It's 27 degrees. Let's check the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 17th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Wins in 14 games and not even atop the division. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Vikings, a 30-12 win over the Bears last night. Minnesota with a seventh straight win. They are now 12-2 overall. Same record in that NFC North as Detroit. Minnesota's chances to win the division, 21%. As for the Bears, the losing streak is now 8.
It's new to me. I haven't experienced anything like this. So that's the frustrating part. Their encouraging part is how much we fight as a team.
Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams, who did manage to extend his record streak for a rookie, 286 passes over 8 games without an interception. The other Monday Night Football matchup goes to the Falcons. Atlanta hangs on at the end to beat the Raiders 15-9. Kirk Cousins, just 112 yards passing, did throw an interception. His coach, Raheem Morris, not really impressed.
He's got to play better. And, you know, obviously you got to go back. You got to be able to look at everything. But, you know, he wants to play better. He's got to play better. We got to find a way to get him to play better. And obviously we'll get to work tomorrow. And that's a part of our process, right? You go, you look at the tape, you review with the people that needs to be reviewed with. You know, we get all the coordinators in the room. We'll talk with everybody. And we got to play better at the quarterback position.
Falcons did get the win. They're 7-7. Raiders losing their 10th consecutive game. They're tied with the Giants for the NFL's worst record. NBA Nuggets edge Sacramento 130-129, a game that featured 7 lead changes in the final minute and a half. Nikola Jokic with a triple-double in the win, his 10th triple-double in 21 games this season. Pistons also with a one-point win. They get past Miami in overtime, 125-124. Clippers get 41 from James Harden. They rout the Jazz. Tyrese Maxey with 40. Sixers by 13 over the Hornets. Cavaliers top the Nets by 29. Brooklyn has dropped 6 of 7. On the ice, rematch of last season's Stanley Cup final goes to Florida. Panthers beat the Oilers 6-5.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade, and more for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end Thursday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville girls and boys action at Rock Creek. We'll be on the air about 6 on AM 1570 FM, 94.1, on air online and on our mobile app. Valley Heights tips off at Nemo Hall Central. Hanover's at Concordia. Washington County at Smith Center. Centralia's at ACCHS. And Diller O'Dell is hosting Johnson Brock. Again, Bulldog Basketball Live tonight on KNDY.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. As the Federal Reserve begins its final meeting of the year today, some economists warn don't get too used to interest rate cuts. A reduction is expected today, but inflation is still above the Fed's target of 2%, and 2025 may bring fewer cuts. At 8 straight days, the Dow Jones is enduring its longest losing streak since 2018, giving up 110 points to close Monday at 43,717. The S&P gained 0.4%, the NASDAQ 1.25%. For the second year in a row, the most downloaded free app in the Apple Store is for Temu, the Chinese competitor to Amazon. Meta's Threads came in second, and despite its legal challenges in the United States, TikTok was third most downloaded. Shopping mall owners are betting on lower-priced luxury. Real estate investors, retailers, and landlords say shoppers are still showing up at outlet malls, especially the ones with luxury brand stores. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickups at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include an LTZ71 model and another High Country edition. They have a 2024 Chevy Silverado 3500, a 24 Chevy Colorado, and a 2024 Chevy Suburban. New and awaiting your test drive at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
What does 6 to 7 inches of rain do to the wheat crop? It doesn't take a very smart feller to figure that one out. That's why it's going to be so difficult to get higher prices for wheat. We had a 15% increase in the winter wheat crop conditions in November 3rd to the 24th. 6 to 7 inches of rain from Oklahoma City all the way to Dodge City. Here betwixt and between on the Steck Line Ponderosa, we were up there around 5-6 inches, I think. The old crop, we can't get out there to fertilize yet because it's too muddy. In the meantime, that's the largest increase, friends, since 1987. The best in 40 years when it comes to good to excellent crop. So that's going to be, and we're talking Kansas primarily now, it's going to make it difficult to get this old wheat price up. We look around the country and the world. Yeah, we've got some problems here and there. Russia's got some problems. We've got Black Sea area's problems. We got, but they're not big enough to cause any major disruptions, I don't think. The problem is that the market is pretty much set, I hate to say it, but by Kansas. And that's worldwide market. Now, I may be dreaming a little, but that's okay. I like to dream. But in any event, with this good crop coming on, and if it doesn't change, we continue to get some moisture. We got to have some more now come spring. Wheat's going into its dormancy now with this cold weather, so that's a good thing. So, friends, if you're looking for higher-priced wheat like I am, I'd like to sell some of next year's crop. I missed the chance around $6. Now it's down to $5. So what are we going to do? That's a million or billion dollar question. Thanks for being with me today.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Neighbors usually determine agricultural property lines by the land's usage, not surveys, says K-State and Washburn Law professor Roger McOwen, noting that this fact can create some confusion and confrontation between landowners. McOwen explains how the law views land boundaries.
If the survey doesn't match an existing fence line, the question is what controls. And often it's the fence line that controls because the actual boundary is just simply an imaginary line that can be found by examining the deeds to adjacent properties. And an existing fence is evidence of where the boundary line between the properties is located. And it doesn't matter whether it's a permanent fence or not a permanent fence. But the point is, often in agriculture, you've got a fence line that becomes part of the property description over time as the land changes hands. And so in that type of a situation, that fence line might be considered to actually be the legal property boundary, irrespective of what a survey says. So there are a lot of twists and turns with respect to that, but that's the basic rule in rural settings, in agricultural settings, is if I'm using my property up to a certain line, and you're an adjacent owner, and you use up to that line, well, if one of us sells our property and a new owner has the property surveyed, if you and I use that property along that line for the statutorily prescribed period in Kansas, which is 15 years, or we had a prior owner that used it and then we used it that way, then we can tack on the prior owner's term of ownership too and get to 15.
He shares how to avoid potential land disputes.
you can record a memorandum of how you're using that property, and yes, that memo can become part of the land records, and that'll help you settle disputes by designating the fence line as the boundary, and you put it on the land records, and once it's recorded, it'll bind present subsequent owners of the property as well as their successors.
Mick Owen discusses how land surveys and fences can contribute to settling boundary arguments.
Always consider how the land has been affected by the original survey's location of the boundary. And if you've got a fence that was on the old but erroneous survey line and you've actually farmed it to that fence line, then don't move the fence. Now, if the fence doesn't follow either an original survey or a later survey, then you may have to have the true boundary line designated. But if you have a conflict between surveys, your first survey will control in those situations. But then always try to work things out with your neighbor. If you can't, then you've got the local district court judge that can help you sort things out too.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger Mick Owen on property lines that divide agricultural ground. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's happened to all of us. A clever new product hits the market and you think, I thought of that years ago. It's all about patenting your brilliant ideas today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 17th, the 352nd day of the year. Actor Eugene Levy turned 78 today, and one of history's most inventive endeavors culminated in 1903 when the Wright brothers first flew at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Many of us have creative ideas. It's the execution phase where we get stuck. Unfortunately, you can't patent an idea or concept. In legal terms, the invention must be reduced to practice, meaning you have to build it. There is a small loophole, though. If you describe your invention in such detail that someone with ordinary skills could make it work, you might have a shot. If it's that easy to put into practice, though, you should probably follow through. In common vernacular, put your money where your mouth is. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY, 27 degrees this hour. Highs around 50 on tap today. A little bit cooler than Wednesday.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It is unlikely that Patrick Mahomes will play coming up Saturday against the Texans. The official diagnosis is in on Mahomes. He suffered a mid to high ankle sprain that will likely keep him out of Saturday's game. Mahomes describes exactly what happened and how the injury occurred.
Yeah, I was trying to run up in the pocket. I'm obviously fourth down, trying to make a play happen. And as I threw the ball, I kind of got hit. I haven't seen it, but it felt like someone hit me from behind as well. And so I kind of just got rolled up on. It kind of happens in football. And
if Mahomes can't go on Saturday, Carson Wentz will start against the Texans. Other Chiefs news, they released Clyde Edwards-Helaire after nearly five seasons with the team yesterday. The former first-round pick wasn't active for a game this season after beginning the year on the reserve non-football illness list. The former first-round pick has battled with PTSD. Two Monday Night Football games last night. The Vikings beat the Bears 30-12. The Raiders got beat by Atlanta 15-9. Mid-American Network Sports.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville girls and boys action at Rock Creek. We'll be on the air about 6 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. On air online and on our mobile app. Valley Heights tips off at Nebelhall Central. Hanover's at Concordia. Washington County at Smith Center. Centralia's at ACCHS. And Diller O'Dell is hosting Johnson Brock. Again, Bulldog Basketball Live tonight on KNDY.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville wants to fit you with that perfect holiday gift. Open until 7 p.m. through Friday, Saturday until 5, and Sunday from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. Also open the Monday and Tuesday before Christmas. Get out of the house on the 26th, as Reflections will be open at 8 a.m. Shop Reflections in Marysville this holiday season.